right. So, how many of you over the past year have at some point in time questioned or maybe even lost sight of what your purpose is? Like, be honest. If you're online, hit us up with an emoji or something. Right. I mean, like, everyone's hand shot up here. How many of you all maybe have realized that you thought you knew what your purpose was, but now you have, like, no idea what your purpose in life really is? Yeah? Okay. A lot of us. How many of you have contemplated a career change or some other major life change in the past year? Okay, great. We're all in this together. So there we go. So we know that. So we're good there. But man, like I said last week, living through this wild and crazy time of this global pandemic with all the unrest, with all the just chaos that we've been living in, I mean, it's had a major impact on every single one of our lives. Like, every single one of us have been impacted by this. Some in a positive way, some in a negative way. Probably for most people, a combination of both, right? We've had some of those maybe eye-opening, healthy moments recently where we say, you know what? I've been able to slow down. I've been able to think about some things, and I've made some life adjustments that have been good. I'm sure all of us have probably had some of those moments. But we've also had those moments where we feel maybe lost. We feel alone. Maybe you've picked up some new not-so-good habits, even though we did a whole series on habits. Maybe you've picked up some not-so-good habits or some new addictions. Or maybe some old addictions have resurfaced. Maybe you struggle with depression and anxiety, and it's just really just like amplified it in your life. I know a lot of people that have been struggling with that. A lot of people. That's real. This past year has been exhausting. And as we just saw collectively as a group, pretty much every single one of us have been questioning our purpose. You see, this has been a time in our lives where, you know, for the perfectionists, for the people that are like go-getters and doers, like, and we want to always win at everything we do, those super competitive people, this has been a difficult time. It's been a difficult time for everybody, but those people especially, because we don't ever give ourselves any grace. And this past year, we've had to actually do that because we're navigating uncharted waters, right? It's just been chaos. No one has a playbook for this. So we've navigated these waters, we've given ourselves some grace, and we've hopefully just been able to say, you know, it's just been a tough year. But what I want us to do now is I want us to begin to refocus. I want us to all take a big, deep breath and say, okay, the past year has been the past year, and we've learned a lot. It's been good times and some bad times. But now it's time to press forward, right? To get refocused. And I think one of the ways that we can do that best is by locking in our purpose, knowing who we are, what we're about, and what we're supposed to be doing with our lives. That's why we kicked off this new series last week called Find Your Purpose. It will allow us to refocus on what really matters and begin to move forward once again. And like we talked about last week, we started with knowing who we are. We had this whole concept, this thought process of if you want to find your purpose, you first have to actually know who you are. And then we looked through scripture and we said, as followers of Jesus, right? Like if you are connected to Jesus, we defined last week who you are. You're no longer dead, but you're alive, right? You're no longer this damaged or hopeless person. No, you are a masterpiece. You are no longer far away from God, but he has brought you near. That's who you are. And then knowing who you are, you can begin then to understand and define your purpose. And so today, I want to start speaking more specifically about your individual purpose. Right? We know who we are, right? If you are a follower of Jesus, again, alive, masterpiece, near to God. I want you to remember those three things as we walk through these next couple weeks. But we want to talk about today, and I want you to start thinking through your individual purpose. But see, I think this gets complicated and like convoluted, because naturally when we start thinking about our individual purpose, and I'm sure many of your minds went there, you immediately start thinking about your job or your career. You start thinking about what you do. We have somehow like aligned our purpose in life with what we do, with our job, with our career. Like, hey, what's your purpose? Well, my purpose is I'm a teacher. We've connected it in this way, and what that's actually done is it's created like tons and tons of pressure, especially on young adults, like going into the workforce, that they've got to figure out their purpose and they've got to make sure that they land the right job that is equally in alignment with their purpose, and it just creates all this stress. And then later on as adults, you start to have that moment where you're like, okay, I've been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years. Am I really living in my purpose? And then you start reevaluating your job, your career, what you do. We've aligned purpose with what we do. But today, I want us to take a different look at this. I want to take a different approach on purpose. You see, I think we've honestly wrongly defined our individual purpose. I really do. I think we've overcomplicated it a bit, and it's created a lot of extra stress, unneeded stress and pressure in our lives to live on purpose. Now, don't hear what I'm not saying, okay? I'm not saying that what you do in life doesn't matter. I'm not saying that, okay? Because it does. I've said it before, and you'll hear me say it as long as you're at LifePoint, at least 3 or 4 times a year, you're going to hear me say this, probably more, that God created you to be unique, right? He's uniquely wired you to do specific things. And you need to live unapologetically from that wiring, from that gifting, with those passions. Scripture says that he gives you the desires of your heart. That means that what you love, what you care about, what gets you stoked, those are like your passions. And those are from God, and you need to operate within those. Some of you are like, it's in your DNA to do certain things, right? To some of you, I mean, you are wired to be like visionaries and creators. Some of you are wired to be educators. Some of you are wired to be caretakers, right? Some of you are wired to be artists. Others to operate behind the scenes. Like, they don't want anyone to see them do anything. They don't want any recognition. They just want to work. Some people are wired to like build and construct things with their hands. Others to build and construct things through technology. It's just what they're passionate about. Maybe some people are wired to be authors, writers. Like, we all are wired differently and have different passions. It's the what you do. But I want you to understand that, and this really catch this and think about this, that you can actually be operating 110% in your sweet spot. Like exactly what God created and designed you to do. You can be operating and living in that and still not be living in your purpose. Let me say that again. You can be doing exactly what you are designed to do, but not be living in purpose. Equally, you can be doing a job or doing something that's not your jam. It's just kind of that filler moment, like that you just need to do to get by, and actually be living in purpose. Because you see, your purpose is not, your individual purpose is not defined by what you do. It's not defined by what you do. And I know this sounds crazy. I've had people, I saw y'all like nod, and then I said that, and you're kind of like, hold up. That sounds really weird. I was tracking with you, but I don't know. Hang with me. I promise this is going to make sense, and you're going to maybe agree with me. I don't know. That's okay if you don't. We can talk about it. That's one of my struggles. I like people to think I'm right and agree with me. Anyways, this isn't therapy session for Andy, right? So, but when we think about our individual purpose, right, what is it actually defined by? If it's not defined by what we do, what is our purpose and what is it defined by? Well, to help us answer this, I first want us to go back and check out Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. We covered this passage last week. We looked at it from who you are, from that perspective, to identify who we are. But today I want to use this to identify what your purpose is. Okay? So let's check it out. Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 8. It says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things that you have done, so no one can boast about it. So first and foremost, we see, just like last week, we have to be connected to Jesus. Like above everything else. If you want to know your true purpose, first thing, you've got to be connected with Jesus by grace through faith. Verse 10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, and check this out, so that you can do the good things he planned for us long ago. In being connected to Jesus by grace through faith, you can know your identity. You're a masterpiece. But you also know your purpose, which is simply to do good things. Think about it like this. You were made anew through Jesus simply to do good things. That's what it is. It's that simple, and maybe I'm oversimplifying it. I don't know. I don't think anyone's ever said that about me in anything, because I like to overcomplicate everything, so this is a new thing for me, but I really don't think I am. I think this is very clearly what we are called to do as Christ followers, is to do good things. But as we said earlier, right, it's not about what you do. Your identity is in Jesus. That's a fact. We've got that. Our purpose is not found in what we do. But here, I'm saying that you're made new through Jesus to do good things. So let's check this out a little bit. The good things that we are called to do. You can look through Scripture and you're going to find tons and tons of good things we're to do, right? We're to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. That's a good thing. Right? We're to love our neighbor as ourselves, to feed the hungry, to clothe the homeless, right? To take care of orphans and widows, to seek justice for the oppressed. These are all good things that we, as Christ followers, that we should do. But this is just a piece of your purpose, to do good things. Because again, it's not about what you do. It's a part of it. It's not the full picture. Right? See, you could be doing good things. You can do a lot of good things, but again, still not be on purpose. It's true. We see it all the time. I see a lot of people that go to church that are Christians, but they do it just to check it off their list. They do it to say that they're a Christian. They do it to say they go to church, or to get the guilt off their back, or to feel like they're making God happy, but their motives are off. See, the very definition of the word purpose is it's defined as the reason for which something is done. So it involves doing, yes, but it's not defined by doing. It's defined by the why. Why are you doing it? What is your motive for doing this thing? That's where your purpose truly lies. We've got to take care of that. We've got to make sure we're focused in on that. You can do a lot of good things. Again, you could be living in your sweet spot, but if your motives are off, if your motives are not pure, if the why is disconnected, you're not living in purpose. You're just not. And you know it. You feel it. You know when you're living in your purpose, and you know when you're not. So for the rest of our time, I want to show you from Scripture what your full individual purpose is. Again, it is about doing good things. We read that here. You are a masterpiece created anew in Christ Jesus to do the good things that he called you, prepared for you to do. That's what we're about. But that's a piece of it. So let's look at the full picture. And the first thing that I want you to see from Scripture as it relates to your purpose is this, that you were made anew through Jesus to do good things, not for your own good, but for the good of others. This is how we're starting to look at your full individual purpose. You're made anew in Christ Jesus for good things, not for yourself, but for the good of other people. In 1 Corinthians, Paul was writing to the Corinthian church to help them understand how they were to actually live a life connected to Jesus. Like how they were truly supposed to live the Christian life, especially in a world and a time that was very difficult and very dark. And there was a lot of false teachings coming out. And he's like, hey, I got you. Let me point you in the right direction. And he wrote this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24. It said, no one should seek their own good, but the good of others. I mean, isn't that really what the Christian life should be about? Not about our own good, but doing things for the good of others. That's really what it's like to be Christ-like. I mean, think about it. Think about the life of Jesus. I mean, he lived this out. It was very clearly his purpose was to not do things for his own good, but for the good of other people. So much so that it took him to the cross. He didn't willingly suffer and be beaten and die a brutal death on a cross for his own good. No, he did it for your own good. He did it for my good. And none of us deserve that. But he was modeling purpose. That was his purpose, was to come and to die and take our place, our rightful place, to forgive us of all of our sins, to take on that guilt and shame. He did that because he lived on purpose. He did good things for the good of others. The beginning piece of our full purpose. The second thing that we see as it relates to your purpose is this, that you were made anew through Jesus to do good things, not for your own glory, but for the glory of God. Far too often I've seen, I'll do this, Christians that do a lot of things for their own glory. They like to spout off Scripture, post Scripture, judge people, come at someone's neck with some type of theological argument or whatever. And a lot of times, I've seen it done for someone's own glory, to make themselves look better than, or to make themselves feel better about themselves, honestly, when you dig down deep. But when we live on purpose, if we're living in and living out our true purpose as Christ followers, we are doing good things for the glory of God. Everything that we do, everything we are about should be to glorify and worship God, period, the end. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, just a few verses later, Paul continues by writing this. He says, and it's a very popular, well-known verse in Scripture. It says, so whether you eat or you drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. It's a verse that if you've been around church for any length of time, you've probably heard that. But are we really living that? See, that's one of the problems that we face as Christ followers, is that sometimes these key verses and these passages of Scripture, we hear them over and over, and we become desensitized to what they're really telling us. If we really lived that way as Jesus followers, man, it would radically transform this city, this state, our nation, our world, if we just did everything for the glory of God. We would be truly living our purpose. You see, when it comes to living your purpose, it doesn't matter what you do, like for your career, for your job. Doesn't matter that career field that you land in or you decide, or that you don't land in or decide. whatever good thing you do, you just simply do it for the glory of God. That is your individual purpose. Everything that you do. No exceptions. And again, don't just take Paul's words for it, right? Check out what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 in his most well-known message, right? The Sermon on the Mount. He's out there teaching, and he says this in chapter 5, verse 16. He says, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. Like you're doing good things. Shine your light. Let them see it. Let them see your good works. And give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You see, when we're living on mission, that verse right there is actually lived out. We're doing good things. And those good things result in the glorification of our God. Because it's not us that's doing it, it's Him that's living in and through us. And people see that. And it's infectious when we actually live like a Christian. When you actually live a life that reflects the light and the love of Jesus, it's infectious. Whether or not someone agrees with you on every point or not, they can't argue about the fact that you are doing good things, that your motives and your why are pure. That's what happens when you live on purpose. When you bring glory to God in anything and everything that you do. It's beautiful. It's freeing. It takes the stress and the pressure off of having to be perfect or make all the perfect decisions in your life and your career. Because your purpose is not connected to what you do. I can't stress that enough. You see, no matter what you actually do in your life, you can find your purpose. You can live in your purpose. And it's because your individual purpose isn't defined by what you do, but check this out, but by how and why you do it. Like this right here. I mean, if you just could understand and apply this to your life, you will find your purpose like never before. Your purpose is not about what you do, but how and why you do it. I want to close and leave you with this final verse. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Not rocket science. It's just simply whatever you do, whatever passions you have, whatever thing that you need to do to get you from point A to point B, regardless of what that is, whether it's something that you love or not, if you do it with all your heart and do it as if you're working for the Lord, you're in your purpose. LifePoint Church, your purpose, your individual purpose, I don't know exactly every little detail about every person and what you're wired and created to do. I don't know that. But I know what your individual purpose is, and it's this. You were made anew through Jesus to do good things, both for the good of others and to glorify God. That's it. That's your purpose. That's it. So whether you're an Uber driver, a teacher, a nurse, a restaurant server, a CEO, a CFO, whether you're an engineer, a custodian, whether you're slinging packages at UPS, been there, done that. Whether you're a stay-at-home parent, business owner, social media influencer, whatever you do, when you do it for the good of others and to glorify God, you do it with all of your heart as if you're working for the Lord. You have found your purpose. You found it. And the beautiful thing is when you do that, you feel good. Life is good. You ever wonder why when you do good things with a pure motive, it feels great, doesn't it? Like you don't expect anything in return. You're not trying to flex off on somebody to make yourself look good. You're just doing something because you felt led to do it. It feels great, and it's because it's your purpose. You're living in your purpose. So understand, you just need to do good things and do it for the good of people, and most importantly, to glorify God. That is your purpose. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you so much, one, for modeling this for us. Jesus, we thank you for living out your purpose, which led you to the cross, where you died, took on our guilt, our shame, our sin upon yourself. And we didn't deserve it, but you did it for our good. You did it to glorify your Father. Jesus, thank you for living on purpose. And may we connect to you as a result. May we come to know you as Savior, because you've given us that gift. May we receive that gift, Father. And then may we begin to live in our purpose as well, following your lead, doing good things for the good of others, not for ourselves, but for the good of others. And not for our glory, but for your glory. Jesus, we need your Holy Spirit to help us with that. As we continue in a spirit of prayer, maybe you're here this morning or you're watching online, and you've never stepped over that line of faith into true belief. You've never given your life fully to Jesus for whatever reason. You've just kind of kept it all up at arm's length, gone through some of the motions, but you've never really given your life. If that's you, I want to remind you, or maybe tell you for the first time, how much God loves you. I know I already said it, but I'll say it again and again and again. He loved you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for you, to take on your sin, to make a way for you to be made right before God, because he knew we couldn't do it on our own. None of us can. We can try our hardest. You can be the best person ever, but you're never going to measure up to God's standard. That's why he sent Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, the perfect Lamb of God. And Scripture says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God rose him from the grave, that you'll be saved. About transformation. It's about your heart connecting with the heart of Jesus. Believing that he is who he said he was, that he died and rose again for you. And that you have sin in your life, that you're not perfect, and that you need a Savior. It's in believing in him. So if you're ready to step over that line of faith, right from your seat, from home, or wherever you're at, you just call on him. You confess and you believe. If you have questions about that, I'd love to talk with you after the service. Or if you have questions and you're online, drop a comment or hit us with a direct message and someone will get in touch with you. You just confess and believe. It'd be the greatest decision you've ever made in your life. It's your first step into your true and new identity and your first step to actually living on purpose. But maybe you're here or watching today, and you are a Christ follower, but as we've all said at the beginning of our time together, that we've questioned our purpose, questioned our careers, we've lost sight of maybe what we're supposed to do. Maybe that's you. My prayer for you is that you understand the true purpose is about doing good with the right motives, with the correct why, doing good for the good of others and to glorify God. I pray that you begin to live in that purpose, your true purpose. starting today. Take the pressure off yourself. Remove the stress of picking the perfect career, the perfect job, making the right decision. I want you to do those things. But give yourself a break. It's not your purpose. Doing good for others and to glorify God. That's it. Jesus, again, we thank you. I pray that you would speak to the hearts of everyone that's here today or that's watching online, that you would speak to them exactly what it is that they need to hear. Whether it has anything to do with what I said, Jesus, I pray that you would speak. And may we respond. May we hear your voice. Quiet everything else out and respond. Do the things that we need to do, that you are leading us to do. Jesus, we love you. We thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you all so much for being here with us once again for LifePoint Online. If this is your first time here with us, thank you all so much for being here and hanging out with us and checking out LifePoint Church. If you'd like more information or if you have any questions, you can either drop a comment below or you can visit us on our website or any of our social media platforms. And if you have questions, just go ahead and ask and someone from our team will get back with you as soon as we possibly can. Also, if you want to continue to worship with your tithes and your offerings, or if you just simply want to give to LifePoint Church, you could head over to our website. It's lpc502.com. In the top right-hand corner is an online giving button. If you click it, it takes you to a safe and secure place where you can give. You can also begin to text to give by texting the amount that you want to give to the number 84321. But however you choose to give, we're just so thankful and humbled by the fact that you're on mission and that you're giving back just a portion of what it is that God has blessed you with. Again, thank you all so much for being here with us today. We hope that you'll join us in connecting and doing life online throughout the week. And until next Sunday, we'll see you later. Have a great one.